Of course you remember it. Of course you do. Rage Against the Machine's Killing in the Name. It memorably pipped Joe McElderry to number one. They memorably appeared on Five Live Live as well. Particularly memorable ending to the song, which you might remember as well. John Mortar was behind that campaign. Good evening, John.
Hello, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm very well. And thanks for joining us this evening. Appreciate your time. Now, I don't think you're leading this campaign this time round, are you? But you're kind of putting your weight behind the thing.
Well, there's a lot of campaigns out at the moment. It seems since 2009 when we did Rage, it's a lot of people wanting to have a go themselves, which is brilliant. And there's a few this year that I think could do well, but the one that I quite like is the Nirvana campaign. This is Nirvana to Get It Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, a classic tune. Why not? Everyone would like to see that at number one. The difference, I suppose, is, you know, when it was Rage Against the Machine going to number one, they were able to then play it live and stuff like that on Five Live, which you're not going to get with Nirvana, are you? Do you know what I mean?
We'll remember that one, yeah. No, of course not. No, you're not going to get that at all. There's a lot of differences, really. It's not really the same sort of campaign, to be honest with you. It doesn't feel the same. It feels very different in a good way. The Rage campaign was really as a have a go that this monopoly had just kept on keeping our Christmas number ones every year, and we stopped that, which was brilliant. And
but it's only done in a very kind of, it doesn't say anything about, you know, the might and power of the pop music industry, does it, that you're able to then have a campaign to get something else to number one. It's not done organically, is it? I don't think it kind of redresses what you see as a bigger problem, does it?
Well, in the long, it depends how you mean. I mean, in the very long term, possibly not. It's one minor event on a massive, massive spectrum of musical history. So to answer that, probably no. But, it was something that people could get hold of and could get behind and say, look, we had enough of this, you know, and that was a tangible way of doing it. And it was a way of hitting them where it hurt, because the Christmas number one, to all intents and purposes, is the big one. You know, it's the one that they all want to go for.
That was actually, you noticed, quite a serious question on quite a trivial matter, wasn't it? Did you notice? Also, but it's not just the X Factor you're competing against, is it? There's Gareth Malone. This is one of those more organic ones I'm talking about. Gareth Malone and his Military Wives Choir. Come on, you'd feel pretty bad, wouldn't you, if you got old Nirvana to number one and there's Gareth Malone and the Military Wives Choir at number two?
Well, to be honest, no. I think that's also a very, very good campaign, raising money for, I think it's the British Legion as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Which I'm all for that. That's fantastic. And any song that raises money is brilliant. But don't forget the Nirvana campaign is also raising money for the charity Rhythmics.
Oh, is it?
Which is a children's charity, does a lot of great work for bereaved children and for children with music as well. And they're doing quite a bit for that too. So, you know, would I feel bad? Well, no, not really, because it's still doing some good.
Rhythmics was the one. The Rhythmics was. There's no coincidence here, is there? Because Rhythmics was the name of the band that had to change their name in X Factor because it shared the same name as the charity, and then they had to change their name to Little Mix on the show, etc., etc.
That's the one. Yes, yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how's it going to be released? Do you know how it's going to be released?
Well, downloads only, right. Predominantly. Mm-hmm. There is also, it's sold out, the pre-orders were sold out, but Universal decided to get behind the campaign. They thought it was great, and there was a big fan uprising to get something released. So they decided they were going to make reissue a 7-inch vinyl of the track. And they put it on a pre-order a couple of days ago, and all the pre-orders have gone now already, so it is just downloads available now.
Alright, John, good to speak to you. Thanks for joining us this
Great
evening
stuff.
Appreciate it. That's John Mortar. He is trying to get Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana to number one instead of the effort by X Factor and the winners, and they're going to be covering Damien Rice and Cannonball.